Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you. A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the sons of Israel who offered them offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in a basin, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. And Moses took the blood and threw it upon the people and said, behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all his ways, the word of the Lord. Give your praise as a sacrifice to God. Give your praise as a sacrifice to God. The God of all the Lord has spoken and summoned the end. From the rising of the sun to his presence.
Jesus proposed a parable to the crowd. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. Then the crop grew and bore fruit. The weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from? He answered, an enemy has done this. His slave said to him, do you want us to go and pull them up? He replied, no. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. let them go together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn. The Gospel of the Lord. As I went through these readings, I was asking myself the response that the Israelites gave to Moses, and which is a response to God, whether they were sincere with their response, or they just said it to please Moses or to please God. Sometimes you can have the good will, the good intentions, and then you will swear to yourself, pledging that you will make sure that all that is demanded of you, you will make sure you do everything to the letter. And with all sincerity, you mean business, you mean to do things according to what is expected. But sometimes what do we find? No sooner than later, we might find ourselves not living up to expectation, not living as we previously promised ourselves or promised some people that we will live always up to expectation. I don't know how many of us here have received adult baptism or confirmation, or receive any of the stages as an adult in the church. I received adult baptism in Dasiema, and when I was baptized, I was so happy that, and I pledged that I would never meet any man. And every day mass I try to be there, every Sunday mass, I will always make sure that I am there. The Sunday masses, I still kept to it. But after a while, the daily masses, I could not go to all of them again. But immediately after the baptism, I was so overjoyed that I wanted to always be there every day, every Sunday. And any time that the Christians were gathering, I would make sure I was there. And this is because if we go to the Gospel reading, we saw that this man, he sowed his field with good seed. But as he went to sleep, as men went to sleep, what happened? The enemy made sure that bad seed were sown among the wheat. I know many of you, the elder ones, the educated ones, you have read Emmanuel Ely and the story in Emmanuel Ely that talks about the five Christians who were praying, and Satan and all their members were having their meeting somewhere, even under the water, the sea. But because of the prayer of five faithful people, God sent smoke even into where Satan and all their members were meeting. And there was a big commotion there, and the meeting could not continue. They have to scatter and to disperse. That is what Satan knows about you and about me. When we are faithful Christians, when we continue to live our baptismal commitment, our baptismal holiness, and whenever we come together to pray, Satan knows that there will be distraction, there will be chaos in their camp. So they will make sure that the bad seed will be sown in their lives all the things that we saw initially to be important, to be necessary, after a while, we will cancel ourselves and we say that these other ones are no longer necessary. We cannot follow everything. I don't know if you have ever witnessed any marriage. When you witness a marriage, from the facial expression of the man and the woman, I am always convinced that they determine to live together forever and forever. And sometimes, it's not even impossible to think that one of them or both may even think that it's not possible to ever annoy the other, to ever do anything to my husband, to my wife, my better half, anything to anger the other party. But is it always the case that after the marriage, even if you don't take care, the reception place, that's where the problem will begin. When you go for the reception, that could even be the starting point. You will not even enter your house, and the problem will already begin. With all the intention, all the desire to make sure that this marriage, people have been trying and they say that marriage do not work, but our marriage will work. But sometimes you might not even enter your house, and it has already started, or even the mass. I went to Accra to attend to a wedding. My classmates invited me to preach at their wedding. We were there, it was time we wanted to start. And the parish priest was, I don't want to call him stubborn, but very principled man. He told them and he reminded them that the mass is 10. You fix the time 10. And they said yes. You fix the time 10. And they said yes. It was 10. And the woman was nowhere. And we have to start the mass. But they also have a custom. When you start the mass, after the sign of the cross, you go and receive the bride at the entrance. But the woman was nowhere. She was nowhere to be found. They were still dressing the woman. So the husband had to call the wife and tell her what was going on. So they have to rush and finish everything. And you know where this, also in Accra and other places, there was a convoy to lead the woman to the church. The woman received the message that we have already started the mass. She wanted to overtake the convoy. They would not allow the woman to overtake. So whenever the driver who was taking the woman tried to maneuver their way out, no, they would block and make sure that you have to follow the convoy. But they didn't know what was going on. But God was so wonderful. What happened? When the parish priest was incensing the altar, he got to the other side and he almost poured the fire on the altar. So the altar almost caught fire. So we're now trying to gather everything into the torogo. When we finished clearing all the mess, the woman also arrived. So that's how it can even start in the mass. That is how Satan can work. But when you have all the good intentions, even when Satan decides to throw bad seeds, how do we handle that? It's not only marriage, even in workplaces. Sometimes when you are looking for work, you make sure that if you know any other person who is related to the boss, we'll make sure, oh, if I come, I will be serious, I will be hardworking. But immediately you get away. Even you will not go to work. or you go late, or when you go, you are the first to close. I went somewhere, they were talking about people teachers. If any people teacher is here, I'm sorry to mention people teachers, but it's about people teachers. There were a certain group of people teachers struggling to get employment. And immediately they were employed and sent to certain places. They said those places were remote villages and they could not work there. But when they wanted the employment, they said, you send us anywhere, we will go. But immediately they are employed. They are not prepared to work anywhere. And then one was staying in Uwa and going to whatever community he was sent to go and work. And after a while, the fellow said, I cannot ride a motorbike from one to the station. Must you ride a motorbike from one to that place? Can't you go and stay there? That is always a human being. Immediately, you start the good thing. But after a while, we allow Satan and some kind of deception to come into our lives and we might not be able to control it. It should not be like that. We should not allow Satan to sow these bad seeds in our lives. Or sometimes even our children. Is it that we always give birth to bad children? No, I don't think we give birth to bad children. What we give birth to, at least those who are married, you give birth to good children. But Satan will make sure that if your children are good, they will support you to be able to excel, to progress in life, or make sure that they are wayward, they are disobedient. If you, especially when you are a serious Catholic, and you are known by everybody to be a good, they will make sure that what will happen, your child will change the wayward. And you don't know where that child is coming from. Is the child taking your genes, or is it coming from somewhere else? And you are just wondering. But Satan is sowing bad seeds in the lives of our children, in the lives of our youth. But we can overcome Satan. And why did Satan go to sow the bad seeds in the night? It's because Satan cannot match us if we are awake. Satan cannot face Christians. When we are living according to our baptismal promises, living according to our confirmation, blessing and anointing, or according to our ordination anointing, if we live according to that, Satan can never match us. Satan can only come to play when we are asleep, when men are asleep, when women are asleep, when people are asleep. That is the only opportunity Satan can sow bad seeds. But what time do all people sleep? What time do we sleep? Not just about this physical sleeping. But people go to sleep when they believe that all that is needed or all that I'm supposed to do, I have finished doing everything. When you think that you have now conquered, now this is my possession. The time that you feel that, oh, I have wedded my wife in church, everything is all. I've taken my husband to church. Everything is all. Now you go to sleep. That is the time Satan will begin to sow his seed. When you think that now I've baptized all my children, there is no problem again. You go to sleep. That is the time Satan will begin to sow bad seeds. Maybe I will say, now that I'm ordained, no bishop can sack me or no formator can send me away. That is the time Satan can begin to sow bad seeds in my life. are we going to give Satan the opportunity? Are we going to say that we have now succeeded? We have overpowered Satan, and Satan has no way of coming close to us. I don't know if you watch people fight, especially if you know that you are the weaker one. When the stronger one, when he's serious, you do as if you are joking. When he says that, he says that, okay, now the matter is over, and he tends to go away, what do you do? When we are asleep, when we are not paying attention, that is the time Satan comes into our lives and to overthrow us. So that is how Satan can work in our lives. But Jesus told us not to approach. I don't know if Jesus has any knowledge about any farming. How can you allow the wheat to continue to grow with your crop until harvest? What Jesus is telling us is that we should not go and attack any person physically. That this is the person, or this is my problem, and go and attack the person physically. But we should use the method of Jesus. When Jesus approached the fig tree that refused to bear fruit, what did he do? He cursed the tree to die from the leaves even to the roots. That is what we should do. We should not seek to attack any person physically, but in the spiritual realm, we should make sure that the enemy who is sowing bad seeds in our spiritual life, in our marriage life, in our workplace, in our finances, or whatever it is, we make sure that we curse and dismantle the enemy so that he has no control over our lives. As we celebrate, we want to pray that we will not allow Satan any longer to sow any bad seed in our life. We will make sure that any opening that we have given the enemy, Satan, to sow anything in our lives, we even want that as we continue to celebrate, as we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that Jesus will begin to neutralize every bad concoction that Satan has given to us, any bad influence Satan has put into our lives, that we will really live as true Christians, Christians who will stand to pray, Christians who will begin to pray, and Satan will have to take leave and cannot withstand us. That is what we see. That is the charismatic members who wish to be. If we practice that, we will be able to give glory to God, and Satan will have no place.